Women in Law and Development in Africa, WorldAf, is calling on President John Mahama to nominate a woman as vice president. WorldAf is concerned that the list of names making the rounds of possible candidates has only one woman. It proposes a number of women that the president can consider. The list include Hannah Tete, Nana Kunedu Ajeman Rawlings, and Brookman Emisa. The national coordinator of WorldAf, Dennis Sam, says WorldAf will be disappointed if the president fails to choose a woman as his vice president.
We are calling for this because, firstly, women matter. Let me put it simply as that. We know with the population census, women make up more than 51% of the population. Professor Atamels had also committed to gender equality by nominating a number of women for ministerial and district chief executive positions. Indeed, the Ministry for Women and Children's Affairs had begun a process of developing an affirmative action bill, showing commitment towards increasing the number of women in political positions. Although it's a very sad situation and occasion that Ghana finds itself in, we believe that as the NDC deliberates on nominating a vice president, women should be seriously considered to be able to satisfy our international commitments, our African regional commitments, our commitments at ECOWAS, and also our commitment that women indeed matter in those elections.
Which particular names would you give as the likely candidates that can be considered?
We propose a number of women. Firstly, to counter the usual excuse that we don't have the women to give political positions to. And so we propose Ms. Hannah Tete, we propose Dr. Mwaku Nyama, Professor Nana Ajeman from the UCC, we propose Honorable Akwasana Dansua, several women by the NDC who could be considered. We leave the final decision to be the wisdom of the executive committee of the NDC, but it will be in their interest and in the interest of all Ghanaians if we can follow the examples of some other countries where we can have a woman holding the second most important position in the country. We know that in Malawi, they had the vice president as the woman, Mrs. Banda. When the Malawian president passed away, Mrs. Banda was sworn into office, and so is the president of Malawi. We have President Sirleaf Johnson in Liberia as the person holding the highest office in the country. Ghana can set a very good example by nominating a woman as a vice president.
Is WorldAf and other women organizations or gender-based organizations not satisfied with the fact that we have a woman as a speaker, we have a woman as a chief justice?
We are not satisfied because when you do the total calculation of the number of women we have in political positions, it's very low. Look at Parliament. It's 19 women out of 230. Look at the number of ministers and deputy ministers we have, the number of MCs. The numbers are really, really low. And so if we really want to say that women are central to our development, women who make up the majority of those who actually go out there to vote matter, this is one sign by which the NDC can demonstrate that they want to put women in the center of all their deliberations. So if we get a man being nominated again, then it means that the NDC is not considering women as a very important constituent for them, and that can go against them in the elections in December.
We would have been disappointed if a man is choosing.
We will be disappointed, and we'll continue to talk about it, because if eventually we go into the next government, whether it's NDC, NPP, whichever party is it, and we have very few numbers in Parliament, it will be an indictment on the country which is doing so well democratically.
National coordinator of WorldAf, Bennett Sam.